What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the economy. Now, there's an interesting story coming in from up in Canada. All right. And we all know that restaurant workers are generally minimum wage people. And if you've ever worked as a server in a restaurant, I briefly worked at a Farrell's when I was in college. You know, it's a lot of hard work, and you're not getting a lot of money. And you need the tips. You need the tips. You really do. So here's an interesting story. There's been a complaint filed with British Columbia's Employment Standards Branch against this high-profile, upper-class, trendy Vancouver restaurant group because management is now telling the servers to turn over their tips at the end of the shifts. And this is like, you know, a couple of $100 in tips. And the manager is just saying, you got to leave it here. Management would not let her go until she put the cash from the tips into the company safe. And he said, it belongs to the house. So now the managers of restaurants, money junkies, again, are saying, well, you know, anything the customers give you for service, well, it really belongs to us because you wouldn't be doing service unless you were in our place. In fact, they're calling it a house charge. They're now having a house charge. They hire the waiters or the servers to be there, and then they say, well, there's a house charge you got to pay out of your tips. And you know what's really kind of a joke? Harper wanted to introduce a special reduced minimum wage for restaurant servers because they get more money through tips. It's just a joke. And I'm going to tell you something to all the money junkies who are listening to their show, or at least their agents they hire to keep an eye on what I'm saying. You will never, ever get those debts paid off that people owe you unless you make sure they have the jobs with which to pay those debts. It does nobody any good to drive restaurant servers into homelessness and starvation. They don't have any assets you can take anyway. At some point, the money junkies have to understand they're strangling the very people from whom their wealth comes. Money doesn't appear out of thin air, no matter how much Ben Bernanke cranks that magic printing press of his. Labor precedes capital. All wealth ultimately begins as labor, by working people. And if you take their jobs away from you, you start the inevitable collapse of the entire money junkie pyramid. It's already happening. And the money junkies just can't see it. They can't see past the gold glitter in their eyes to understand they're on a path to the destruction of the entire country, the entire empire. This is exactly what happened to Rome during its collapse. It wasn't conquered. It wasn't invaded. It collapsed from accumulating interest on debt. And it's happening again. Little side note for those of you investing in gold. Right now, apparently, according to industry insiders, the gold paper to physical ratio is now up to 100-1. That means for every 100 open positions on a bar of gold, there's only actually one bar of gold. They're running the gold investment system the way they run reserve banking. And their leveraging ratio, even banks, 18, 19, maybe 30-1 leveraging, the gold market, unregulated, up to 100-1. If there's a sudden demand to produce physical for those certificates, it's all going to collapse, or there's going to be a run on tungsten, one of the two. Speaking of tungsten and fraud, actually, we're at the end of this segment. I'm going to take a pause here and a few deep breaths and calm down, and we will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I want to talk a little bit about politics. A major fundraiser for Obama has been accused of fraud. Now, Bloomberg has been reporting that New York City is the top source of donations for both Obama and Romney. And one of Obama's top donors, the New York-based Abaka Asangba, has been accused of fraud. You know, a president is known by the company he keeps. And we need to understand that politics is a dirty business. And we know that politicians, sometimes they get so desperate for money, they don't care where it comes from. Remember when it turned out that Bill Clinton had been receiving campaign donations from a known cocaine smuggler who got invited to the White House? This, you know, this guy's like as sleazy a criminal as you can get and gets to pose in front of the White House Christmas tree with Hillary Clinton. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I've never been invited to the White House. And my disdain for the occupants notwithstanding, I'm a history buff. I wouldn't mind seeing the place. So anyway, we need to keep an eye on that situation. Now, we know that the government likes to fudge figures. The government likes to fudge figures. And we know that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has been sort of concealing the true scale of unemployment for many, many years now. And somebody did a little statistical analysis and discovered, not to anybody's surprise, that during the election years, the Bureau of Labor Statistics actually fudges the numbers even more to make things look better than they are by as much as a factor of 3 times over the normal level of cheating. Personally, I think any level of cheating is inappropriate and grounds for dismissal of the entire government, but it is interesting that it has become so widely known and understood that people are starting to track the degree of cheating by the U.S. government as a measure of our political and national health here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Ron Paul, because we're continuing to see these huge, huge crowds turn out for him. He's up in the University of Wisconsin. And these kids are treating Ron Paul like he's the rock star. And, of course, he isn't. But he speaks common sense. And these kids are smart enough to understand they're going to inherit this mess someday. They're in training to literally take over this government. And they're looking at the current stewardship of this nation. And they're saying, this is really messed up. I'm not sure how we're going to fix this mess. Isn't it better to get somebody running the thing now that's going to fix it before we have to take it over? Remember, the highest morality for us all, the highest moral purpose, is that we leave to the next generation a better nation than was left to us, and we are failing. Failing miserably. But anyway, Ron Paul's getting all these crowds all over the place. Over the weekend, Time Magazine had their top 100 poll. They put out a whole list of names. And they said, you know, should they be in the poll or not? And everybody did a yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And as it turns out, rather interestingly and perhaps not too surprisingly, Ron Paul came into third place behind Eric Martin and Asghar Farhadi. Third place, not too bad. Here are the rankings from the Time poll. This is the last time I checked. Of all the politicians seeking the White House this November, Ron Paul came in third place. Barack Obama came in 15th. Mitt Romney came in 129th, which means he won't make the final 100 list. Rick Santorum came in 144th, which means he won't make that final list. Newt Gingrich came in 161st, which means he won't make that final list, despite all his manufactured Twitter followers. So why does the corporate media and the GOP keep insisting that Ron Paul is unelectable and nobody wants him, blah, 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 blah? And perhaps because of the fact that it's just getting to the point of utter ridiculousness, the Washington Post came out with their own little editorial, Why Ron Paul Draws Big Crowds But Fails to Catch On. And paraphrasing it very, very loosely, what they're trying to say is, remember, Washington Post is one of the newspapers that owns that voters' news service. So this is their own ox they're preventing from being gored here. And what they're basically saying, paraphrasing very loosely, is no, really, there's a perfectly good reason why Ron Paul gets huge crowds and the number 3 position in the Time poll, but no votes. We have studied the matter very, very carefully, and we found there's nothing at all strange or suspicious about it. Really, no fooling. No reason to trouble your empty little heads about it at all. No reason to ask questions. It is just the way things are supposed to be, honest. They know that we know. They know we know. They're just hoping we're not going to get out the tar and feathers and the torches and pitchforks and do something about it. But the year is still young. Down in Palm Beach, the elections from their primary had to be completely overturned and reversed because the hand count proved that the computers were completely wrong. So we're finding once again that when the elections are being run in these scanners, in these push buttons, in these computers, that it's whoever programmed it picks the winner. We have got to get these electronic machines out of our electoral process, or we will never be able to peacefully regain control of our country. If we have to violently regain control of our country, I think one of the top priorities is no more electronic voting systems. It's all paper ballots and hand recount, 100% transparency. Vote fraud is a death penalty crime, and I don't even like the death penalty. But we are talking about people who are not just stealing elections and votes. They're stealing all your tax money. They're stealing the lives of your children to be spent on wars of conquest by a government that is not legally entitled to be in power in this country. If a government cannot prove the accuracy and honesty of the elections by which they claim authority over the people, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government, to pay its bills, and certainly not to sacrifice the lives of their children in wars started by that government. They know that we know this election is being stolen. They're just going to try and tough it through and bluff their way through and say, there's nothing there. I sometimes think that the prime requirement for any job in the corporate media is to be able to stand there with your hair on fire and insist sincerely with a straight face that you cannot smell any smoke. Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich is starting to buddy-buddy up to Santorum. And I think Gingrich is realizing he should have dropped out of the race a long time ago. But now I think he's trying to send signals to Santorum that he wants to be Santorum's vice presidential running mate in the hope that a Gingrich-Santorum ticket might be able to stop Romney. Not that it matters. Romney can't beat Obama. If either Romney, Santorum, or Gingrich is the GOP nominee, Obama will get his second term, period, end of discussion. Meanwhile, we're seeing more and more indications that the United States is trying to keep the bloodbath in Syria going. Assad basically said it's over. The opposition said we're out of weapons. So Hillary is saying, we got to send him more weapons. Let's keep it going. Yes, Assad must go. Assad must go. It's the same game they played in Libya. Same game they played so many other places around the world throughout history. Clinton's out there saying, this is the moment of truth. Truth from a Clinton? Are you kidding me? That's an historic event right there. Well, Hillary, if you feel that strongly about it, here's your rifle and here's your parachute, and do not take any of our children with you. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of all these politicians getting up there saying, we, meaning your children, must go and smite another one of Israel's foes. Speaking of Israel, kind of an ugly story over there. Jewish settlers attack Palestinian farmer and his children. 67-year-old Palestinian farmer tending his field. That's about as inoffensive as you can get. And a group of masked settlers basically threw rocks at them. And, you know, he shielded his kids with his body. And they got hurt rather badly. IDF was standing in their little watchtowers watching it all go along, did not move to intervene. Meanwhile, Israeli academics are well aware that Israel is losing support in the United States of America and that with the November election, the complexion of Congress might change against Israel's interests. I think they're still afraid of Ron Paul. I think they're afraid of a mass uprising that would throw out the crooked elections and say, look, this is who we want, and we don't care what your electronic voting machine says. So now you've got all these Israeli academics talking about mowing the lawn in Gaza before November. Remember back when Ariel Sharon made that little nudge-nudge, wink-wink deal? We're going to let the Gazans have back Gaza if you'll turn a blind eye to the illegal settlements. And they did the nudge-nudge, wink-wink. And I predicted all the way back then that down the road, Israel would renege on the bargain, and they would go back in, and they'd take Gaza back, and they'd still have the settlements in the West Bank. And that's just the way, and now it looks like it's going to happen. They're talking about mowing the lawn. They're still sending tanks and airstrikes into Gaza to just keep attacking people. Now, that may have been the straw that broke the camel's back. We're beginning to see weakness and chaos in Ariel Sharon's party, his Kadima party. Tzipi Livni, we've been talking about her a lot, just one of the most energetic and hardworking liars we've ever seen in politics. Just constantly justifying why the Palestinians are bad and the Arabs are bad and Israel is good and any Americans who don't support Israel are anti-Semites, yada, 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 yada. She has lost the party's leadership to her contender in the last two elections, who's the former IDF chief of staff, Shaul Mofaz. He's more of a moderate. He's actually served in combat. He knows that war is not as much fun as the chicken hawks would like to make it out to be. And so Israel's own political structure may be pulling away from the hard line. That would be a consummation devoutly to be wished. We will be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I want to talk about TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency. There's been yet another embarrassment for the agency down in South Beach. Now, South Beach is a rowdy town, especially during spring break. And it's not unusual to see the, the wild behavior late at night, tossing speakers and lamps and phones and ice chests and other hotel room furnishings out the second floor room. At various hotels, and in this case, in the Hotel Shelley, was kind of going on. But when somebody starts pointing a gun out the window and firing off the clip, yeah, they're going to notice it. Turns out two TSA agents were in this room celebrating and just got completely out of control. Were just completely under the influence, and they basically emptied the contents of the hotel room out the window onto the courtyard below and followed it up with a fusillade of shots into the air. Nice people they hire to grab our crotches there at the airport. Now, the ACLU has come out with a bunch of documents showing that the FBI, under the cover of community outreach, was collecting intelligence on Muslim individuals and organizations. And remember, the only people actually arrested near the World Trade Towers on 9/11 were Israelis. later identified some of them as Mossad agents, and they were cheering and clapping about what a wonderful, great thing was happening. So why is the United States government going out to hassle the Muslims? And again, it's just the FBI isn't out there trying to solve crimes. They're trying to create illusions. The FBI is not this wonderful, clean law enforcement investigation bureau that TV and movies tell you it is. In fact, a lot of people who've really studied the history of the FBI understand that J. Edgar Hoover was just an absolute nut that film and TV show the FBI a certain way, and it wasn't in line with what the FBI was really doing. We know the FBI has created many of these so-called domestic terrorist groups or militias that we're all supposed to be afraid of, and they turn out to be FBI operations. We know the FBI staged a phony anti-war riot at Disneyland. We know that the FBI planted all kinds of false information. They tried to get one of the original Black Panthers, tried to get him killed by sending him a thank you note on official FBI letterhead in the hopes that somebody would see it and say, "What did you do for the FBI that they're thanking you for?" And then torture and kill him. That's the kind of stuff they were doing. We documented how they destroyed the career of actress Jean Seberg because she was supporting the civil rights movement at a time when the civil rights movement was coming out against the Vietnam War, and on and on and on and on. And it isn't just the United States of America that's engaging in this kind of tyrannical dictatorship stuff. The Harper government up in Canada is now spending Canadian tax money monitoring online chats about politics and engaging in what they call correcting misinformation. In other words, anything that is not in line with Canadian government policy. Apparently, the Harper government paid a media company $75,000 to monitor and influence online postings about the East Coast seal hunt. Remember what we were talking about last week, where prosecutors are now using the NDAA to go after reporters who report stories that contradict the official government story on anything, under the theory that when you expose government lies, you're only helping the terrorists, which is nonsense. We're trying to help the American people here. Alrighty, I got a whole bunch of stories about the medical establishment here because we're seeing more and more of this absolute nonsense about how we're being given these pharmaceuticals and we get these commercials where they extol the virtues of what they're selling you. And then at the end, there's that really fast-talking guy who says, you know, this stuff can really cause all kinds of problems, many of which are worse than what you're trying to deal with. And there's a lot of marketing going on there. Remember when somebody came out and said taking an aspirin a day will help you recover from a heart attack, or will help prevent a heart attack? And what they discovered is taking an aspirin a day would help you recover from the heart attack, but it had no effect whatsoever on preventing one for people who hadn't had one yet. So they lost that sales pitch there, and then they came back out and they said, well, an aspirin a day will help you avoid cancer. And now it turns out that a few years ago, there was a peer-reviewed study published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute back in 2004. That found exactly the opposite. Daily aspirin intake is linked to a significantly increased risk of developing cancer. But the pharmaceutical companies are going to buy whatever science and whatever media it takes to get you to buy something. Because if you think about it, a daily aspirin, that's a couple of 100 million aspirins every single day that you're selling. That's a lot of profitability there. So there was this peer-reviewed study back in 2004 where they said there's no evidence that taking aspirin helps you avoid cancer. It's exactly the opposite, but they're still out there trying to sell you this idea here. Now, remember thimerosal? This mercury-based preservative was in vaccines. There's a great deal of scientific evidence that links this mercury-based chemical compound to the epidemic of autism that is sweeping the American nation, and it's still on the increase here. We'll talk about it when we come back from these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sing a song of taxes. Working class cancer sore. In Boston Harbor, and Revolutionary War, of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about some pharmaceutical stuff, and then we're going to take a couple of phone calls. So we're talking about thimerosal, and thimerosal is this mercury-based preservative. It was used in a lot of vaccines. There is a considerable body of evidence to suggest that pouring mercury, which is highly toxic, into people's bodies as part of the vaccines was causing this epidemic of autism, which is like up to something like 1 out of every 100 kids now. It's a horrible, horrible plague. Now, the thimerosal has nothing to do with the vaccine. It's just a preservative, and it is put in there simply to allow the vaccine to last a lot longer in order to control losses and lower costs. That's all it is. Now, there was a considerable body of evidence, or rather research going on about the link between thimerosal and vaccines, which ended when the bill that created the Department of Homeland Security included a provision indemnifying vaccine manufacturers from lawsuits from their products, under the theory that during a terrorist biological attack, the vaccine makers would have to take some shortcuts and there could be some damage from that. At the same time, there was a big whoop-de-doo about how the vaccine manufacturers on their own were going to stop using thimerosal. Well, it turns out thimerosal is still present in many batch vaccines, including the annual influenza vaccine given to children as young as 6 months old. It's still there. And the theory is that, well, if you really don't want thimerosal, you can pay for the ones that don't have the thimerosal. But what about all those people who don't even understand it's an issue? Because the corporate media never reports this. We know that the United States has this insanely high incidence of autism in children. And nobody wants to look at what's causing it because it goes back to threatening the money and the profitability. Now, it turns out there's another situation with the vaccine experiments. Apparently, when they're giving these huge batch vaccines to children, they're dosing up ahead of a time with acetaminophen in order to reduce any fever that the vaccines might trigger. Supposedly, it's to make them more comfortable, help them put to sleep. Now, as it turns out now, acetaminophen, Tylenol, is now been linked to liver damage. In fact, I saw the inevitable ambulance chaser lawyer commercial on TV last night. Have you had to have a liver transplant after taking Tylenol? I want to read you something here. I will follow that system of regimen which, according to my ability and judgment, I consider for the benefit of my patients, and abstain from whatever is deleterious and mischievous. I will give no deadly medicine to anyone if asked, nor suggest any such counsel. Hippocrates. This is usually paraphrased to mean, first of all, do no harm. It's not in the Hippocratic Oath, it's in the Hippocratic Corpus. But the first rule of doctoring is you don't harm your patient. You don't do anything that harms the patient. And yet, the entire modern American pharmaceutical industry has forgotten that. It's whatever we can get through the approval process and sell on the marketplace and make money. Another study has come out. The hepatitis B vaccine is also damaging the liver. Apparently because of what is called an adjuvant, aluminum hydroxide. They're pouring metals into the kids' bodies. It's also in the anthrax vaccine. And they're starting to think that it is responsible for Gulf War syndrome. It's just all about making the money. Now, the good news is, four former executives at Pfizer, Henry McKinnell, John LaMattina, Karen Catton, and Joseph Fexo, as well as Gail Cockwell, the current vice president of medical affairs, are all going to trial for allegedly concealing unfavorable results of drug trials involving Celebrex and Bextra. The judge has refused requests to dismiss the case. They're all going to go to trial for basically testing these drugs. We've all heard about all the bad things Celebrex was doing. They knew it was dangerous. They knew it was harmful. They had lab results in their hands that said this is not a good idea. And they hid them and put it out on the marketplace. They went over to the FDA and just smile on the face saying, oh, yeah, our tests show it's wonderful. Here, give us an approval. And the FDA, which has come to rely on the drug companies to police themselves, went along with it. We're back to that same old thing. We can have safe nuclear power. We can have safe pharmaceuticals. We can have safe electrical power. We can have safe roads and highways. We can have safe everything as long as the money junkies are not making those key decisions. This is another classic case here. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls. Wes in Idaho. Aloha, Wes. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Headlines read it's 1 in 88 autism, and I'm sure that they would not even be safe if they did have the thimerosal removed. You know Hollywood pretty well. Now, this visit that Benjamin Franklin did to England in 1750, has it ever been dramatized? Has there ever been a movie that shows it?
They spent a lot of time on it, on that wonderful miniseries about John Adams, but they really didn't go into the issue of the specific banking system or the lobbying of King George to bring back the banking system. So I don't think it's ever been gone on to in any depth. Well, but if you read the writings of Ben Franklin himself at the time, you understand that that was definitely a major part of it.
Filmmakers out there, I called to work. That would be a great thing to dramatize. I mean, people learn from movies more than they do from books and such. The other thing, has it ever been taught much in school, this visit to England? I mean, it's a profound thing to me. What is the real reason we went to war? I mean, every school kid in America should know that.
Well, they should, but as soon as the Federal Reserve came into power and authority in this country, the school stopped talking about the Currency Act and started talking about tea tax and all the rest of that. So, I think you can find it in college-level classes, but, in terms of the grade school and public school where most of us form our belief systems about what this country is supposed to be about, no, they don't teach it there. They don't teach it there at all.
It should be, taught at that level, well, at every level. But that's just my two cents for the day. Thank you.
All right, well, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. But again, when we've got the money junkies are in charge of the nation's economy, and they're basically calling the shots. And it's a very, very dangerous situation. Having bankers in control of our nation's economy makes about as little sense as having drug addicts in charge of the drug stores. After a while, everything that you're being given is a placebo. I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of sugar pills here. Got another caller on the line, Rodney in Illinois. Aloha, Rodney. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
My brother gave me a heads up on an article he found on NASA.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scheduled, a mission scheduled for March. And I went directly to NASA.gov without the link my brother sent me, and I'm having a little trouble finding it. But they scheduled to put up 5 rockets off the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And in these rockets, the rockets were going to release a chemical tracer so that they could study the jet stream. This chemical is trimethyl.
Yeah, they've been doing that for years.
Trimethyl aluminum. But it says of this chemical, it forms milky white clouds that allow those on the ground to see the winds in space and track them with cameras. Now, if they're doing that with higher elevations, why is it so implausible they're doing that with lower elevations for whatever reason?
Well, again, there's nothing new with they're called sounding rockets. It's sort of an adoption of the naval term to sound under the ship. But they've been doing those kind of high-altitude releases to study upper-altitude winds for a very, very, very long time. The reason they don't do it at lower levels is at lower levels you've got Earth-based instrumentation, and you can monitor the cloud flows. It's in the upper atmosphere where there are no clouds and no instruments. You don't know what's going on, and that's why they do these kinds of experiments.
Well,
and so that's really
the only
all
thing that piques the interest in my mind and many of your listeners and that taboo subject about man-made clouds.
Yeah, well, I know that. Well, yeah, I know that's where you're going with this thing, but I did answer your question here, and there's nothing new about firing rockets into the upper atmosphere for studying winds. When I lived in Los Angeles, we used to see these rockets go up from Vandenberg all the time, just at sundown, where, we were in shadow, but the upper atmosphere was still in sunlight, and you could see the streamer would be let out by the rocket, and you could watch over time as it distorted in the upper altitude winds. And this is a very common scientific experiment. And again, it's because of the lack of clouds and instrumentation of any other kind in the upper atmosphere. The little radiosonde weather balloons can't get that high. For lower level wind studies, you can use radar on particulates, you can use the weather balloons, you can use ground-based instruments, and you can use instruments in aircraft. You need to remember there's all these passenger aircraft and cargo aircraft going back and forth. They're having to adjust their course because of local winds, and so they have a real good measure of what's going on in those middle latitudes. So you don't need to do those kind of experiments there. All righty, let's see. Speaking of paranoia here, the National Security Agency, which we used to use the acronym to say no such agency, is now trying to counter concerns over their new Utah data center, which has been touted as one of the world's, or will be the world's most powerful computer data center, in order to read your email, listen to your phone calls, monitor your, all of your web posting and so forth and so on. And now the NSA is coming back and saying, no, we're not going to be watching average Americans. Okay, well, what are you doing with that much computer power? So who knows? The federal government is saying, no, we would never do that without the proper safety controls. But we've been saying that all along. At this point, probably the smart thing to do is to just assume that you are being spied on at all times and live your life accordingly. Personally, I think any FBI agents assigned to watch my wife and I, that it's punishment duty, because we're so dull and boring in our own personal privates life here. Let's see. Stockton, California, heading into bankruptcy, maybe the nation's biggest municipal bankruptcy. I want to talk about this group calling themselves the New Black Panthers. I am suspicious of them. We know that the original Black Panthers started out as concerned about school breakfast for the kids in the ghettos. Local control of the school curriculum has always been a big issue for them. And over the course of years, as the FBI infiltrated them and lured them into more and more acts of violence, they became radicalized, and culminating in that hoax with the Black Panther coloring book, were forever cemented in the American consciousness as the bad guys. So it sort of begs the imagination why anybody would stand up today and say, we're more of the same thing. It's like all these people running around saying, we're the modern Nazis. Why? Why would you want to use that name? Come up with a new name that at least starts out neutral. If you're running around calling yourself a Nazi or a Black Panther, you're somebody's propagandist agent, is what's going on here. So anyway, this New Black Panthers Party, which we can just start out assuming is just as infiltrated by the FBI as the old Black Panther Party, they're talking about defense training after the Trayvon Martin murder. And that's kind of a gray area. I am absolutely in favor that people ought to have defense training. The more the merrier. I think it's very good. Of course, you run the risk of the media saying that you're actually training to be a female ninja from Iran, but that's the corporate media for you. The problem is defense training would not have helped Trayvon. As we come to understand it, Zimmerman just shot him. And contrary to some of the Chop Saki movies you may have seen, it is rather impossible for a trained martial artist to dodge a bullet. It really cannot happen. So, anyway, more and more cases of the mainstream media lying about Ron Paul's campaign, culminating with that article we were talking about earlier today from the Washington Post, where they're trying to explain away the very obvious discrepancy between the huge crowd showing up for Ron Paul events and the official tallies of the election saying, oh, no, he's not getting any votes. Don't need to pay attention to him. And the media still talks about the three GOP contenders, Santorum, Gingrich, and Romney. They're still trying to pretend Ron Paul isn't there. But they know that we know. Otherwise, they wouldn't be writing these articles to try and convince us that it's perfectly normal and understandable. And it really isn't. I remember when the 2008 election, with all the vote fraud we were seeing back then, and the corporate media was just saying, oh, no, it's not a problem. You know, obviously the voters lied to the exit pollsters. Like, why would they? It's not anybody that they know. Every other country, if the official results don't match the exit polls, the first thing they scream is, it's vote fraud. It's obvious vote fraud. Here in the U.S., the voters are lying to the exit pollsters. That's the only possible explanation. All righty, let's see. Oh, here, this is a funny story over the weekend. And it's a non-story, but it's still interesting. There is this website, and I'm not recommending that you go there. It's called Backpage.com, and it is a website where you're allowed to advertise certain things like a Craigslist, except it includes a very generous adult section, which has been linked with trafficking of underage girls. And it's owned by this sort of shell media company, and people didn't know who the real owners were. The New York Times wrote an article over the weekend identifying one of the stockholders as Goldman Sachs, as shareholders in this website that has been linked to providing underage girls for sexual purposes. Goldman Sachs has sold the stock, and they're insisting they did not know what was going on. But, you know, I think if they caught any ordinary person linked to a website involved in child prostitution, possibly coerced, just selling your stocks would not get you off the hook, I think. But that's just me here. All righty, let's see. Apparently, there's another scandal. Canned fish from Tohoku in Japan are going to be given to developing countries in the world to ease starvation. And unfortunately, it is contaminated radioactive food, but they figure, hey, we can either throw it away or we can give it to these people who are starving to death and hope that they don't live long enough for the radioactive symptoms to show up. How very, very, very generous here. All right, that's end of the segment. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And aloha, welcome back to the last segment of our show today. We're looking at some headlines coming in. Apparently, word is now coming out. The so-called Toulouse shooter, this guy that supposedly committed this atrocity at this Jewish school, apparently during the siege leading up to his death, he was telling police he was innocent of the crime. And so this is an echo of Lee Harvey Oswald's just saying, I'm just the patsy. Now, we know that this Toulouse shooter has turned out to have all the signs of some kind of an intelligence asset, was living on welfare when he wasn't working, hammering out dents on cars, and yet he had the money to travel all over the hemisphere, was able to get in and out of countries without visas, even though he was on several supposed terrorist watch lists. French intelligence asset, apparently France intervened in getting him in and out of certain countries. And now we're getting a report that he was telling police he was innocent of that actual crime. I know they had the video supposedly that he was taking during the crime, but we don't know who was actually shooting the video. And of course, all of that was done to distract away from the massacre in Afghanistan, 16 dead and 9 children. And the Western media, independent media, is now finally getting to talk to some of the witnesses there, including children. And they're all unanimous in saying it was multiple people. The lawyer for Bales, the accused crazed lone sergeant, is saying that the U.S. government is doing everything they can to keep him from talking to any witnesses or getting any information about the case. Just more of the same things here. More of the same thing. All righty. Well, let's see. We're kind of getting toward the end of the show here. We're looking for anything else that going on. Somebody wrote in, let's see, nuclear drones now. Oh, that's a good one here. Somebody posted an article to whatreallyhappened.com. And by the way, yes, I know we're having all kinds of software problems with it. We hired a consultant to try and fix some of the small problems, and all of a sudden we seem to have a lot more problems than we had before. Please bear with us, whether we're going to revert to an earlier version of the site or if we're going to have to rebuild it from scratch. I don't know, but we know there are problems. You don't need to send me email saying that things aren't working. I'm deeply, deeply aware that my website is crippled at the moment. We are doing our best, spending gobs of money to try and get this thing fixed as quickly as possible. Somebody posted an article on how to encrypt all your internet use on your Android phone. I think encryption is a good thing that people ought to have and be using as much as possible, if for no other reason than to increase the workload on that NSA's new data center that instead of reading what you're doing in clear text will have to decrypt it. But you need to understand something about the NSA. They go out of their way to compromise any encryption systems you might be using ahead of time. Look at the history of World War II with the German Enigma machines, which were given out as gifts at the end of the war, only the government didn't tell everybody they gave it to that they could read the traffic on it, that kind of stuff. All right, I hear the magic music. It is time to call it off for the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, support Ron Paul, support Occupy, support your alternative media. The only way we're going to get the big money corruption out of politics is for the little money to unite together. So have fun. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.